You're listening to SBS News.
A tight vote was expected in Queensland's Parliament on whether to decriminalise abortion in the state.
Honourable members, the result of the division is ayes 50, noes 41. The question is resolved in the affirmative.
Yeah. Order.
In the end, it was a win for those who have been campaigning for decades to overturn a 119-year-old law criminalising abortion. Queensland Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk was happy with the result.
It's historic. It's taken a century to get to this point. And I'm very proud tonight and the way in which the debate has been conducted.
Women can now terminate a pregnancy at up to 22 weeks on request. For 2 days, MPs engaged in an emotional debate and were given a conscience vote. Three Liberal National Party opposition members crossed the floor to side with the Labour government. Votes from a Greens MP and an independent were enough to push the law through. Disappointed anti-abortion activists are threatening reprisals at the next election. Pro-life advocate Tishan Johnson from Cherish Life says Conservative voters won't forget the Parliament's decision.
We will help people remember, and the election's only 2 years away, and we're hoping a lot of these MPs will be replaced by people who value life.
The law also bans protesters from coming within 150 metres of clinic and allows abortions after 22 weeks if approved by two doctors. Pro-choice advocate and former Children by Choice Councillor Judy Petroshevsky says having a more gender-equal parliament has contributed to the historic change in law.
I think that that's taken a lot of courage, a lot of political will, and it also helps having quite a few women in parliament.
New South Wales is now the only state where abortion is still a crime. New South Wales Premier Gladys Berejiklian says while it is decriminalised, it is only allowed in certain situations.
Already it is decriminalised in a number of categories, if it impacts the mental health of the woman, if it's due for medical reasons. So it is decriminalised in New South Wales in a number of areas already, and I would have to consider any motion as it came.
Internationally, a woman's right to safe and legal abortion is backed by numerous conventions, but it is outlawed in 18 countries. Adrian Walters from the Human Rights Law Centre says decriminalisation in Queensland is a good move for the state.
With the passing of the laws last night, Queensland joins the ACT and Victoria in being a global leader in promoting women's reproductive rights.
On the whole, Australia's abortion laws are some of the least restrictive in the world. George Oshie, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.